Praise God. Welcome to the sixth episode of Pastor O's Corner. My name is Olu Akinkumi, pastor of Higher Life Christian Center. It is such a privilege to be able to share God's word with you. In our last episode, we looked at the importance of God's word in our quest for spiritual growth. Peter the Apostle stressed that we should be thirsty, crave for, and long for pure spiritual milk, which will help us grow up in our salvation. Let's read 1 Peter 2, 1 to 3, and I'm reading the NLT. It states, "So get rid of all evil behavior, be done with deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow up into full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness." In this episode, I'm going to pick a text from Paul the Apostle's second letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. I'm going to read two translations, the New King James Version and the New Living Translation. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The NLT translation says, "Work hard so that you can present yourself to God and receive His approval. Be a good worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth." Timothy was a church leader. He was Paul's son in the Lord. Paul had already written a letter to him previously. See 1 Timothy, the epistle, the first epistle he wrote to Timothy. There was a kind of finality in this letter, which was not in the first. Paul kind of sensed his end was near. This is why he mentioned the fact that he had fought the good fight and finished the race. He has been faithful to the cause of Christ. 2 Timothy 4:7. In fact, in verse 6, he said, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time of my departure is near." Wow! He wrote this letter from prison. He knew he was going to die. Now, in those days, they had many false teachers. These teachers caused all kinds of confusion. They messed with the minds of the saints. When you read the epistles, you cannot help but notice that the apostles had to combat many strange doctrines, philosophies, and teachings by these false teachers. Paul and his team did not shy away from confronting these people. It is the job of the shepherd to protect the sheep from wolves. Preaching another gospel was not acceptable. Paul told Timothy, "Be diligent," or like the NLT puts it, "work hard to present yourself." He expected the young minister to give everything to present himself approved unto God. Note, he did not say Timothy should work hard to be approved by his congregation or the ungodly culture Timothy was living in. There is a lot we can learn from this. God's approval is the first thing ministers of the gospel should seek, not the approval of men. This should also be the case for every believer. The truth of the matter is, God's opinion goes counterculture most of the time. This fact could make you unpopular as a Christian. It goes with the territory. Paul said, "Be a worker that does not need to be ashamed." How does what you teach measure up to the gospel of Christ? As a minister of the gospel, if the Heavenly Father was to audit what you have been feeding the flock, will you stand ashamed? I say minister, as the letter was written to a minister of the gospel. But I can also throw this question open to every Christian, regardless of whether you're involved in Christian leadership or not. Why? Because you can only communicate the gospel you have been taught. So, if you haven't been given a proper representation of the gospel, you will spread what you have been taught. Trust me, I have been there. He then said, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you rightly divide the word? The NLT puts it this way and correctly explains the word of truth. The NIV states, who correctly handles the word of truth? Do you handle God's word correctly? The thing is, if you don't handle it correctly, you'll be handling it incorrectly. That's pretty obvious. You will wrongly divide the word. Sometime last year, I attended a breakfast meeting put together by one of my friends. He invited a wonderful elderly minister of the gospel to do a survey of the Old Testament. When we got to the book of Joshua, he read Joshua 1:3. I give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. He then said he has met many African Christians who have literally said that the moment their feet touches the soil of the United Kingdom, it's theirs. Wow. He then said that promise is for the children of Israel, not for Christians trying to regularize their stay in the United Kingdom or any foreign country. It rattled a few people in the audience. It was a revelation to them that this is not a promise they could claim. The truth of the matter is, the speaker was right. There is a difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. Not bearing this in mind could result in us coming up with all kinds of conclusions. Does the Lord care about your future? Of course He does. Should you trust Him for your day-to-day sustenance? Absolutely. We should trust Him with our very lives. We must take time to be sure we're handling the word correctly. There is a tendency to take the word of God out of context, proof texting, using out of context quotes from scripture to support an argument without considering the whole letter or book by the author. I did a lot of this in the early stages of my walk with the Lord. Remember, scripture is vital to your growth and development. I'm sure you will not receive an email, read a statement in the middle and say, aha, I now understand what the author is implying or trying to get across. You read the whole email to understand the context, which will give you an appreciation for what has been written to you. I just want to encourage you to invest in study material to help you understand scripture. Get a good study Bible, which will give you background information about who wrote the book, when it was written, why it was written, the audience it was written to, and the historical context. Develop the habit of reading through, particularly when you're reading the epistles. Most of the letters can be read in one sitting. Get a good translation that you would actually read. You can research various formal and dynamic translations online. If you didn't like Shakespeare at school, you might find the KJV, the King James Version, very tedious to read. Having various translations is useful, but having one translation that you actually read on a regular basis will help you keep on track with your reading goals. There are several good translations out there. Anyway, this is Pastor O signing out. Hope you've been blessed by this episode. If you have, please share it with others. Facebook it, WhatsApp it, tweet it, forward the link by text. Have a wonderful week. Until next time, remember, it's all about Christ in you, expressing Himself through you. God bless you.